Hi, this is Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle. The recent and protracted discussions and finger-pointing about Police Chief Gary Jem's employment status and the authority of the City Council and the City Manager to effect it requires some explanation and clarification. In Worcester, as in most communities in Massachusetts, both the Police Chief and the Fire Chief are part of the civil service system established in the Commonwealth in 1884. It was originally intended to develop a merit system for hiring public employees to reduce the number of unqualified political appointments to important positions. When a Massachusetts city hires police and fire chiefs, the mayor or city manager must choose from among the top three candidates on a state-prepared, pre-ordered list of candidates and must justify a decision to skip a name on the list. As a result, mayors or city managers are not permitted to use their discretion in hiring police and fire chiefs. This is a significant limitation of hiring authority, as candidates cannot be evaluated based on the degree to which they share the mayor's or city manager's vision of a public safety department. Similarly, civil service rules limit the ability of managers to remove employees from their positions. State law states that they may only be suspended or removed for, quote, just cause. That is, and I quote, substantial misconduct which adversely affects the public interest by impairing the efficiency of public service, end quote. This is quite a high legal standard. Springfield, Massachusetts removed its police chief and subsequently removed the position from civil service protection after an independent study identified a number of serious problems in the management of the department, including inaccurate crime data reporting to the state and FBI, moral problems, and financial problems. Even with the documentation of the independent study, Springfield still paid the chief $300,000 to resign rather than attempt a termination for just cause. Only five cities, Boston, Brookline, Framingham, Newton, and Waltham, have neither a police chief nor fire chief under civil service. To remove the police chief, fire chief, and deputy chief positions from civil service, the city council must file a home rule petition to request special legislation from the state. The town of Millbury has just filed such a home rule petition. In September 2004, Worcester City Manager submitted a request to the City Council to initiate the process of removing the police and fire chiefs and deputy chiefs positions from civil service via home rule legislation. It was part of his government reorganization plan submitted to the Council on September 28, 2004. At the time, the City Manager wrote to the City Council, and I quote here, "Structural elements created by the civil service system prevent fundamental changes necessary to meet the public safety challenges of the future. This is acutely apparent in the police department and has shown signs within the fire department as a number of highly talented and dedicated individuals have either declined to seek appointment to the top management position in these departments or have sought demotions from those ranks. The current system of promotions and performance protected by civil service laws is dangerously hindering the ability of the city to deploy effective and efficient police and fire strategies. Change is difficult and simply does not occur in public institutions without the combination of visionary leadership and strong management tools. The civil service system in police and fire management denies us both because it typically results in individuals rising to the top management positions at the late stages of their careers, who, should they recognize the need to seek change in outdated operational practices, must accomplish any such change working through the individuals who were not selected for promotion as their immediate subordinates." The manager's arguments, and I end quote there, "The manager's arguments point to the importance of hiring discretion for effective management. He needs to have a significant role in picking his subordinates. The Research Bureau agrees. We are suggesting that the members of the Worcester City Council submit a home rule petition to remove the police and fire chiefs and their deputies from civil service so that the city manager can select the next police chief and the next fire chief in a manner commensurate with the manager's responsibilities. This has been Roberta Schaefer for the Research Bureau Angle at 830 WCRN.